AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Last night it was Doug Imhoff, Michelle Obama, and Barack Obama. Tonight it'll be Bill Clinton and Tim Walz. The Democratic convention continuing in Chicago, along with protests in the streets of the city.
This is Jim Ryan in Chicago, about a mile east of the convention venue Tuesday night. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators held a rally without a permit and clashed with police who tried to clear the street in front of the Israeli consulate. The National Lawyers Guild says more than 70 people were arrested.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way back from the Middle East. Another round of talks there and no ceasefire agreement for Gaza. A Texas judge has just stepped in saying that the Federal Trade Commission does not have the power to implement a ban on non-compete agreements. The FTC says non-competes let workers switch from job to job more easily. Search goes on in water that's 160 feet deep for bodies of those who went down when a luxury yacht sank this week off the coast of Sicily. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember, when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Harley-Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's official. The city of Madison will have a referendum on the ballot. It's been debated for months, but city officials believe a $22 million referendum is the only way they'll be able to move forward without cutting services to residents. Alder Marsha Rummel.
So either way, either we have a referendum of whatever amount or we don't, we're going to have more people going to have to pay more money at some point. I don't really see how we cut our way out of this problem.
If this referendum fails at the ballot box in November, all departments citywide will have to make a 5% cut. That will mean reduced resources and services for residents, layoffs, and a lower quality of life. Here's the thing. The school district also has two referendums on the ballot that total over $600 million. This is the first time voters have been asked to raise property taxes for schools and the city at the same time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes seven innings, allowing just one hit, as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Wynn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game two is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
They can handle.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at me.
I tried to do my best. Play that off. Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur, the team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable Currently, it's 51.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at waterlanternfestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
It's the Stephanie Moon Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove it, I'm right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, they just completed their roll call. And they have nominated Coach Walz and me to be the next Vice President and President of the United States of America.
Yeah!
Yay! Yay! Here we are, live from, yep. from the DNC.
Yes.
And I don't even know. I'm lost for words now.
And I love that she accepted it in the very arena where Trump accepted his.
I tweeted.
In Milwaukee.
Effing baller move.
Yes.
Baller move.
There have been so many baller moves this convention.
Yes. I miss the whole tan suit trolling them because of Obama.
Right.
But, oh, my God. The fact that she filled two stadiums simultaneously at the same night.
Yep.
Right. And accepted it at the convention where Trump accepted his nomination. Baller move.
Yeah.
Oh my God, triggering the right like nobody's business.
Yep.
And then the Obamas. Oh my God.
They were so right. great.
I mean, where do we even start, right? It just is an insane week here.
Right.
And we're only on day, by the way, we're only on day two. Jody, traveling with a boy, I can't find anyone to blow out my
hair. I'm a useless boy. I'm a useless homo.
I lost my makeup sponge and the
I helped you with
the
that.
The Sirius XM guys were like, can't you use paper towel? I'm like, what? No. You gotta take makeup off.
Boys
put
are
it on.
Dumb.
Boys are dumb. Oh, you know, I ran into Dana Bash yesterday from CNN. Jody, I should have totally tackled her, sucked up to her, and then stole her hair and makeup person.
There you go.
Please help me. I'm horribly underdressed and undergroomed for this entire affair.
Well, whose fault is that?
Mine.
Uh-huh.
Entirely. I
can't believe
correctly.
You don't know how to blow your own hair.
Yeah. I blow it out. It's just not the same.
But
here's my point. Let's get to the important. Forget the girl things. It just, everywhere you go, it's just like today's show already, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Olivia Troy, Molly Jongfast.
Yep.
See,
you
I pronounced it
right.
Well.
Right,
practice.
Because you're not in front of her.
Who I literally tackled yesterday.
You did. And she was gracious
about it. Among others. Yeah. I went to Pete Buttigieg, mm-hmm. got an award yesterday. I went to support our good friend Dana Goldberg, who was hosting, who was fantastic. And I met Charlotte Clymer, who we're trying to get on the show, who's fantastic. So it's just everywhere you go, you're like somebody that you're a huge fan of, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
And, Mayor Pete, Secretary Pete, pardon me.
Yes.
He got hustled in and out by Secret Service in about 5 minutes. There was no way you could meet him.
Right.
But still, fantastic.
You met some great people yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, lots of them hopefully come on the show today and tomorrow. It is just such a cluster F, but it's just like a joyous one. It's almost like sensory overload, but in a good way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, where do we even start? Okay, this was the line. Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
I mean, so I saw Molly Jong Fest on Morning Joe said, did we elect the wrong Obama?
She wants no part of it.
They both are great, but it's like we hear from her every 4 years. She hits it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And I love we were saying that she used to say, when they go low, we go high. And now she's like, hold my earrings and my shoes.
Yeah, we're going to F some S up.
I'm gonna take this mother effer down.
Uh-huh.
I've got my bleep box with me.
I
need to. I just went like this.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Went like that, like I thought I was. Yeah.
I mean, you hit the cough button.
She's like, hold my shoes. I'm going in.
Yep.
This was fantastic. I mean, one Michelle Obama.
For years, Donald Trump did everything in his power to try to make people fear us. See, his limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black.
Wait, is that okay? I can't hear from here.
No.
Oh.
Was this the...
No, we get signals from them.
Know.
They're cheering.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
That's it.
Oh, my God. That was the line of the night, right?
Yep.
But, yeah, you can see why the right wing is so afraid of her. It's not even what she does for a living. She's not a politician.
No.
She's just an amazing speaker.
Yeah, and then Barack Obama came out after her and says, the hardest job in the world is to follow her.
Yeah. He was great, too, though. I swear, he always makes you want to be a better person. I mean, I should just go on record saying I am not capable of being any better, but I would like to be. He makes me aspire to be better.
Yes. Yeah. The hopium was back.
Yeah, hope is making a comeback.
It is.
That was the line of the night. Michelle Obama as well. Just, you know, trying to capture what this feeling is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, here's the thing. The mainstream media just remains ridiculous.
Dumb.
But nobody cares. There's no way you can spin what you're seeing here as anything other than a hugely, we're like, the roll call has a DJ? What the F?
That was my favorite part of the night.
Oh my God.
They switched up the song for every state and made it state appropriate. That was like amazing, mind-blowing. Why haven't we done that before?
I know, I'm literally like, oh, here's the boring part, the roll call. Holy cow!
Yeah, is that Lil Jon?
Democrats know how to party. I mean, the whole thing. How do you spin this as anything other than hugely successful?
Yeah.
This is only the second night.
Right.
It's... It's hard to even pick like a favorite moment. This one from President Obama. Let's listen one more.
Here's a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down his golden escalator 9 years ago. It has been a constant stream of gripes and grievances that's actually been getting worse now that he's afraid of losing to Kamala. There's the childish nicknames, the crazy conspiracy theories, this weird obsession with crowd sizes.
Obama made a D joke.
Yep.
I mean, could my life be more complete? That was a D joke.
He didn't go low.
But he didn't go high. They're both so classy and elegant that only they can pull it off.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, is he doing a D-sized joke? This, I mean, I have to say, so my insomnia in the middle of the night.
Right. Yeah.
I had to turn Fox News, wherever. You know, but it's so insane. they're so grasping at straws, mm-hmm. right, to try and, you know, portray this as anything but amazing unity and just
right.
success
yep.
on this. I don't even know who that is, because she must fire one a week, but it's a Trump campaign spokesperson woman.
Oh.
Who was on Fox News.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, what do you make of the Obamas attacking Donald Trump? I'm like, oh, I see. Is Trump the victim everywhere?
He is the victim.
On the right wing.
Right,
like,
right.
And
he can dish it out, but he can't take it at all.
And literally, a Trump spokeshole goes, oh, it's just, I mean, it's so, they were so unhinged, both of the Obamas. And, you know, I can't remember what she said. Even Kamala Harris didn't show up. She was too embarrassed to listen to those lies. And I was like, she did it on purpose.
Right.
It was a baller move to go to Milwaukee.
Right.
Like. But I mean, I'm like, does anyone buy what they're selling on Fox News now?
The base does. Yeah, they still buy it.
Okay. But anyway, it's last night was just, I mean, when you start out like that and you're just like, oh my God. And then it went up to,
mm-hmm.
right.
Did you see the parade of 11. Former Trump supporters that they tried out early?
That's why no one spoke at his convention. They're all at ours.
Exactly.
I mean, when you think, seriously, when in our lifetime, his press secretary,
yes. yeah.
Stephanie Grisham, do we have that one? Here's Stephanie Grisham, 17, Sean.
When I was press secretary, I got skewered for never holding a White House briefing. It's because, unlike my boss, I never wanted to stand at that podium and lie. Now here I am, behind a podium, advocating for a Democrat. And that's because I love my country more than my party. Kamala Harris tells the truth. She respects the American people. And she has my vote.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. And Olivia Troy, she's who will join us later on the show.
The mayor of Mesa, Arizona was there. He said, I've been a lifelong Republican, so being here is a little weird.
I'm a little out of place.
Yeah.
But God bless the people speaking the truth. I mean, just when you think about all of the people from his administration that are warning the loudest, don't do this again,
mm-hmm.
is extraordinary. I mean, I love this. Joy retweeted, Senator Tammy Duckworth walked on the DNC stage on her fly bionic legs and started taking a 2x4 to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
She is wrecking him. Yeah, let's hear that one real quick.
You know, I went to war to protect America's rights and freedoms. So I take it personally when a five-time draft-dodging coward like Donald Trump tries to take away my rights and freedoms in return.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry, we're not really hearing the sound bites.
There's a lot of cheering. There's a lot of cheering.
Much cheering.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they must be listening to the Stephanie Miller show, because we have finally figured out how to alpha liberal.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and not
right.
the way they do. Not in a mean, childish, like, you know, I mean,
right.
Trump, again, I saw double down on it. Well, you know, I'm not calling her not smart. It's not an insult. It's just I'm stating a fact.
Right.
She's not very smart. I'm like, oh, my God. And I don't know if you saw him yesterday at the... I don't know, he's with a couple of sheriffs somewhere in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I
and
saw that.
And he was so low energy.
Yeah.
And so just, like, delusional. I was like, oh, my God.
It's like he's given up.
Yeah.
I think the change in tone, you know, to being alpha liberal comes directly from Kamala herself.
Yeah.
This is the way she acted in those Senate hearings, you know, against Bill Barr and against the other people. This is how she hits people with a 2x4, but you don't know it until a few minutes later.
She has that great smile.
Yes, exactly. I think that's the whole tone that the Democratic Party has taken, especially with this convention.
Well, and also we've been talking about how great just her campaign and social media is, and I saw a headline, the Harris campaign has put a bunch of feral 25-year-olds in charge of their social media.
Yes, and
you can
it's
tell
working.
Because it's young and fresh, and you're like, whoa,
where did this come from? Why didn't we unleash this earlier?
I know. I mean, it is hard to sort of, like, encapsulate every night. There's so much I can't remember what Trump was saying. I didn't want to torture Jody by making her. he was not just low energy. It looked like he'd given up yesterday, but he just was, I don't even know what he was talking about. It was nothing. It was like nothing that made sense. And he was like something like it's, everything's, it's just, they're just S talking America.
Right.
Just everything's awful. And oh, you can't go out for a loaf of bread without getting shot. And it's like, okay, we'll do something about guns then.
Yeah. And he was like, I'm keeping the low income housing out of the suburbs.
Oh, I know. Well, he's going to start just yelling the N words.
Yes, he will. It will happen.
Oh, my God. Just more fear mongering and immigrants.
Right.
Everything's awful.
And yeah. And America's an S hole.
I know. The contrast couldn't be more. Can I just say quickly before we break? Lost in all this coverage, he's committing treason again.
Right.
And of course the mainstream media is not covering that.
Right.
Right? Tristan Snell, our friend, said Donald Trump should be indicted again. PBS now reports Trump told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to not agree to a ceasefire because it would help Kamala Harris. This is a violation of the Logan Act and should be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Mm-hmm.
He is just a traitor that belongs in jail.
Right.
It's just, and that's like falling under the radar.
Yeah.
I mean, and Netanyahu will do anything to get Trump reelected, and then, you know, Trump will let him flatten Gaza.
That's right.
And so it's just, you know, Jared can build condos.
Yeah,
it's
the
so,
stakes are so high with this election.
Yeah, so extraordinary. All right, so yay! Yay us at the DNC.
Go us.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, am I going to have some celebratory rosé when I get home?
I bet.
Yeah, from our friends at Chateau August.
Yep.
Grand Rosé. Oh, it's so good. I'm really.
It turned me into a wine drinker.
Can I just tell you something? I have not ordered rosé here because you can't. It's, you just can't compare it.
This is
from Bordeaux. It is fancy French wine for an amazing price. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Damien, their winemaker, came on with us, talked about how he plays music to his vines.
It's...
He's like a Pepe Le Pew of winemakers. I love his
vine. His little accordion.
I love you, my vines. I want to kiss you and touch you. That's how much they love wine.
He's like Lumiere.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know what that meant.
That's the candelabra from...
What? Yes, he is.
From Beauty and the Beast.
He is the candelabra.
Lumiere is his name.
He's won a lot of wine awards at the Paris Wine Cup, on and on. It is so delicious. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off. What? By going to vs.wine. I'm hearing more and more unsolicited wine-imonials on Twitter.
Wine-imonials?
Ordered it. Love it. Here's the deal. 6 bottles for only $98 and free delivery with that promo code Stephanie. That is 50% off. Use the promo code Stephanie at vs.wine and get your Grand Rosé today.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So 3 different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your job done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Well, picture this, a stranger with a crowbar pries open a window, a fire breaks out in the kitchen, deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security. With SimpliSafe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust. every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A recent survey found that in the last year, 25% of Americans used Buy Now Pay Later services like Afterpay or Klarna or Zip. We spend more with Buy Now Pay Later because, you know, six easy payments of $30 feels more affordable than $180 all at once for that cowboy hat or those leggings or that Yeti cooler. But when paying the full price for something feels uncomfortable, that is a clear sign for me that the purchase probably doesn't align with my financial goals. If Buy Now Pay Later is helping somebody replace a necessary thing, like an appliance or something like that, that's a sign that their emergency fund plan needs some attention so they don't have to finance those situations. Buy Now Pay Later encourages us to develop money behaviors that aren't that helpful for our long-term financial security. For more money tips, check out Work Buddy Media on YouTube. Take good care.
This portion of the live DNC coverage brought to you by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 every month by using your home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans, AmericanFinancing.net/progress. 26 minutes after the hour, here we are. We live at the DNC with just the tumbleweeds at this hour. But coming up, Mayor Ron Nirenberg
yes,
of San Antonio, Texas.
That's right.
Which Chris tells me is the seventh largest city in the United States. Did you know that, Jody?
It's
a very large city.
I just found that out.
It's an awesome city.
Yeah.
All, we can't hear anybody in the studio in LA. We're just all by our lonesome.
Aww.
Chris, it's time for today's first Guess the Quote.
Okay, let's do this.
That is right here.
Right where?
Right here.
Right where?
Right here.
Okay.
Who said it's the same old con doubling down on ugly, misogynist, racist lies as a substitute for real ideas and solutions that will actually make people's lives better?
Huckleberry Hound.
No, it says it right here, Michelle Obama.
Oh, okay.
Who was
fantastic
last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's better at speaking than I am at Guess the Quote.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Harris's election effort raised about $500 in a month per Reuters.
That,
holy crap.
Staggering.
I mean, it's just, you know how you feel like you feel it before you can see it? Like, I will have to see about the polls. I mean, she's already had a bump before the convention. So,
mm-hmm.
But you can feel it in the energy and the you know, obviously the fundraising.
Sure.
It's just extraordinary.
They're just raking in the cash.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. It's a cash grab.
Is that what it is?
Who said, I've noticed since it's become popular, they don't call it Obamacare no more?
Boo Boo Bear.
No, Barack Obama.
Oh.
God, do we have that, Jody? Do we have that
Which one?
Which one? Because then I'll ask him again. He still won't know.
Which, as we gather people, that one?
No, Obamacare.
No, we don't have
Barack
that.
Obama. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. That's okay. let's do cut nine, Barack Obama.
As we gather here tonight, the people who will decide this election are asking a very simple question. Who will fight for me? Who's thinking about my future, about my children's future, about our future together? One thing is for certain, Donald Trump is not losing sleep over that question.
All right.
Who said who's going to tell him the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Ranger Smith.
No, Michelle Obama. We already played it. That was fantastic. Just so many highlights. I love the, hang on real quick. Oh, the Fox News Chiron. We'll get to that after the break.
Yep.
And the mayor of San Antonio as we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show from the DNC.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he plans to investigate any future false elector schemes. The Justice Department has charged three people for the 2020 Republican false elector scheme. Call tells WisPolitics that anyone in Wisconsin who tries that again will be held accountable. Republican candidate for Vice President J.D. Vance picked up an endorsement yesterday near the site of rioting in Kenosha 4 years ago. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Vance used that space to talk about crime and safety.
We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
The Kenosha Police Union endorsed Vance just a few days after the Milwaukee Police Union did the same. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Mount Horeb School District is getting money for mental health services after the attempted school shooting. On May 1st, a 14-year-old with a fake gun was headed toward Mount Horeb Middle School. Police say he wouldn't put it down, then pointed it at officers, so they shot him. They later learned it was only a BB gun, but the State Department of Justice says the officers involved acted lawfully. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office announced the district will be getting $118,000 to hire a school social worker and provide counseling services. Kids who are exposed to even just an attempted school shooting can have more mental health struggles in the future. And a family of four needs a new place to live after their home went up in flames. It happened yesterday afternoon in Oregon. A pet died, but everyone else got out safely, including two more animals. Some gas and propane tanks ended up exploding in the garage. Firefighters believe it was an electrical fire. They remind you to be careful of how you use extension cords. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Pete Schwabe.
The next Nightlight is only available to stream on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But that won't stop us. Comedian and TV host Mike Toomey joins the show and Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Gov.
A tribute to her mother, to my mother, and to your mother, too.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of this election cycle making me cry, her talking about her mother, of course, my mom, who I just lost a year ago. But I think all of us, she makes us cry about all of our mothers,
That's right.
We are so excited. The mayor of the great, great city of San Antonio, Texas, is here, Ron Nirenberg. Am I saying that right?
Nirenberg. Okay.
All right. Close enough.
Great to be with you.
Great to be with you. What, I mean, what a night. It's an early night, too.
It was electric. It was incredible. And what a night to follow. The first night, which was very hard to top, but Michelle Obama's speech will go down in history as one of the best convention speeches ever.
Yep.
And Mayor, what an amazing, I mean, first of all, the roll call had a DJ.
Yeah.
It was a party, but the Texas delegation, that was so powerful. The woman, Kate. God, my Cox.
Zurofsky.
No, Kate, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm getting the name wrong, but.
Oh, Cox,
telling her her story. You know, in terms of abortion and women dying, so powerful that moment. I mean, when have we seen that in a roll call? And from Texas.
So it shows you the winds of change are blowing in Texas. And soon, I hope, we will also see that in our electoral map. But, you know, the things are happening. I think it's, you know, the few moments in the last 2 days where there was just a pause and people just soaked in the atmosphere and recognized things are a little bit different now in our country, in this convention hall, but all across the states that have been suffering through these political grips on our communities that don't reflect the communities that we live in.
And she put it, she framed it in such a beautiful pro-life way, didn't she? That, you know, because she got the medical care she needed, she's pregnant again.
Yeah.
She's able to, if she had not gotten medical, she would not have been able to have a child again if you know, she was forced to bleed out or whatever. I mean, and Governor Abbott, I mean, he stopped all rape in Texas, right? Didn't he say that he was just going to put an end to that entirely?
He ended rape. He kept the lights on. He fixed the grid. You know, there's so many things that he's taken credit for doing that clearly are not happening in our state. And as soon as voters are able to connect the dots between the challenges they experience in their own homes and the dereliction of duty of their state GOP leaders, we're going to change Texas.
We just had Governor J.B. Pritzker on stage with us for our Sexy Liberal Tour show Saturday. And, you know, we talked about the states are the laboratories of Democratic and Republican policies, right? He's wildly popular in Illinois because Democratic policies work.
Right.
You know, Governor Abbott, you can't even keep the lights, like as you say, can't even keep the grid working. Women, it's Handmaid's Tale for women in Texas, thanks to Republican policies.
You put it in those stark terms, but I will tell you, my wife feels that, and she gets very emotional when she talks about the hope of this election. You know, the challenges that we're experiencing in the state are real. We're also a non-voting state. We know that people actually turned out to vote if they voted with their feet, if the electoral map reflected the actual feelings and constituencies in our urban communities, this state would already be different. But I feel like with the Harris-Walz ticket, it's generating a level of engagement and enthusiasm we have not seen, coupled with the fact that we've been inching closer and closer. When people start connecting those dots, I think Texas is poised.
Thank you, Mayor. I think Beto O'Rourke has made this point that it's not necessarily a red state. It's a voter suppression state.
That's right.
It's the fact that you can vote with a gun license but not a student ID.
Yeah.
Tell me who that is surgically targeted at.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it's designed also to suppress hope. There are people in our communities and throughout Texas who feel like it's never going to change. There's a red wall that can never be reached. But
you know, Beto did a service to our entire nation in his race in 2018. It was during a midterm. There was not the level of, you know, enthusiasm that you're seeing now. As we've inched closer, as Texas has become a state of color, as Texas has become an urban state, you know, those things are all aligning at a moment in time when we're seeing great change and a breaking through of a barrier at the top of the ticket. I think the conditions are right. Don't sleep on Texas.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about the Colin Allred, Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, just saying his name, I start to vomit. Just a little bit of vomit comes up. He just seems so despicable, just not even in a partisan way, just ew. But anyway, I mean, we were saying that race really feels doable to me this time. Like, we're not just, you know, tilting at windmills on that race, right?
I don't think so. And, you know, let's face it, Beto's race in 2018 was a totally different experience for everyone. And the kind of race he ran, the grassroots, the, you know, the being everywhere in all places was very non-traditional. So Colin is running a little bit more of a traditional campaign, but all the factors outside in this political ecosystem in Texas have changed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm very optimistic about Texas. Obviously, it's still a challenge. We cannot underestimate the task at hand, but the moment is here, or the moment is very soon.
Listen, we all saw Friday Night Lights. He's a football player.
Yep.
We can do this in Texas. I look forward to the just to Karl Rove's face on Fox News when that's the entire state of Texas goes blue on the map.
Yeah. The game will be totally changed.
Yeah.
And the ideas, the progressive policies. You know, I heard AOC on Monday.
Amazing.
And she was running to the fire.
Yeah.
You know, the boldness that people have been reluctant to show in the Democratic Party, the ownership of the ideas and the policies that make this country great, that stand up for the middle class, that fight for working families. She was owning that on stage. I heard that from Jasmine Crockett. So the tone and the tenor of this convention has been totally different. And once we're able to generate that excitement, it breaches through that suppression of hope, and that's where I think we can really make a difference.
Yeah, I think Michelle Obama, I mean, who was amazing, but just said something about, oh, she said we need to overwhelm the effort to suppress us, and that's it. And you know, you mentioned all these amazing, we have such a deep bench, just generationally, diversity, all including you. Like, I mean, just when you see, like, the elders, I guess, like, you know, Obama and the Clinton, Hillary Clinton was
Biden.
Amazing, all the way down to AOC and you know, Jasmine Crockett.
My favorite moment was a series of moments on Monday night, and Hillary Clinton described this march towards progress. It's filled with setbacks and disappointments, but we have to keep our eyes forward, and we have to keep going, is what she
keep
said.
Keep going. I love that.
And so, you know, Michelle's speech last night, I can relate to having a wife who you do not want to speak after, but she reminds us that it's also about our children.
Yeah.
You know, we might not get everything we want or dream of in the moment, but we have to also keep going forward, and this is a fight as much for our children and future generation as it is for us.
Mm-hmm. Democratic men have exquisite taste. I mean, Doug Emhoff was killing me last night. Oh, my God, the story about no one has ever recommended after a first date that you call at 8:30 in the morning.
Well,
his whole story. It's Doug.
It's incredible to see the women of the party just uplifted by their significant others and just seeing you know, us together as families own this moment.
Yes.
And, you know, Doug's speech was also powerful. He reminded us that the American family looks different than it did in 1950.
Absolutely.
And we should be proud of that.
Somebody was saying that the way Doug Emhoff and, you know, Barack Obama loved their wives, like, you know, you can talk about family values and you can just see it on our stage here. You can see the absolute warmth and you know.
Whereas Trump's wife didn't even show up.
No, she wouldn't even.
You know?
No kidding. Or in any of his files.
Right. It's a big, diverse, blended family in America. You know, I'm the first Asian American mayor of the seventh largest city in the United States, the largest Latino majority city in the country.
Wow.
We also have an Asian American county judge. So in this country where all things are possible, we look past those things and look for good ideas and good representation that can look however diverse the country is.
Yeah, let's talk about you. Let's make this all about you now. Because let's just focus. Because that's the other thing that you must have, you know, warmed your heart is you've been famous for, you know, a lot of climate saving programs and things, you know, because before you'd think like, oh, that issue, climate change, snore, but you know, I think people here and people like you are really talking about this in a way that, people can relate to now. Talk about what you're doing in, San Antonio.
Well, San Antonio has the largest municipally owned energy and gas, electric and gas utility in the country. So what we do with that issue is critically important, not just to our own community, but it ripples outward. So we have been bold on energy and climate policy, yeah, recognizing that this is not something just for us and how we build our resiliency internally, but it's also what we give to our future generations. I will be honest with you, it's challenging. Yeah. We are on the doorstep of one of the largest fossil fuel reserves in the country. One of the first acts I did coming into the mayor's office was put a climate resolution forward to develop a climate action and adaptation plan. We also live in a community that has tremendous socioeconomic inequity. That was an issue. So we put climate justice economic impacts on the forefront of our climate plan to make sure that as we developed climate resiliency, it wasn't hurting the people that we need to help the most.
That's smart.
And here we are in the middle of Texas, and if we can do it here in Texas, we can do it anywhere.
Well, and Mayor, as you were mentioning, Governor Abbott can't seem to, you know, figure out how to keep the lights on, keep the power grid going. So people like you are having to go around him. It reminds me of Governor Pritzker talking about how he had to go around the Trump administration to take care of his people on COVID. They sent him a bunch of broken masks and CPAP machines. He went and got them himself because, you know.
And this is a local issue. It's a national and global issue. But the reason why mayors got together and created the Climate Mayors Network is because we had to go around the Trump administration, who pulled us out of the Paris Accords. So we need to get back on track. And, you know, Barack fitted in there as well. I mean, it is about climate. We can do this. We have big, bold ideas. But when we're doing it together and, again, making concerted efforts to bring everybody to the table, reduce impacts on the most vulnerable, we can move mountains. We're doing that on climate. We're doing that on workforce, breaking cycles of generational poverty in San Antonio. We're bringing mass transit to the table for the first time in our city. And it's all because we now have that federal partnership. We can move mountains when we're working together.
Oh, my God. If we get the, you know, Senate and the House and the White House. And also, we were saying this whole generation of talent. When I'm watching this convention, Mayor, I'm like, we're going to be in power forever if we do this right. Look at all the, I mean, we have so many stars. And it's like, who do they have? They're a cult of personality, as has been often said on the right.
A good friend, John Giles, mayor of Mesa, Arizona, helping us to recognize that there are Republicans, there are reasonable Republicans out there that also need to be at the table. So, you know, the cautionary tale here is that we feel good as Democrats. We have a lot of work to do to win these elections. But at the same time, we've got to expand the tent. We've got to bring in our brothers and sisters from the Republican Party who are not the cult of Trump, who have good ideas, who we can create a diverse table of opinions and create the best policy. When we get too one-sided, when we get insular and start stop looking outward, I think that's when we get in trouble. So hopefully we can step forward together, and this continues to expand the possibilities and opportunities.
Speaking of Arizona, would you like a fun fact about me? My dad ran for vice president with Barry Goldwater in 1964 and was chairman of the Republican National Committee, a congressman. And but, you know, we've said it over and over, Mayor Giles.
He would be very, very proud right now.
I've said it, and other people have said it. This is not my dad and Goldwater party's Mayor Giles. It's not John McCain's party anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, McCain was a Goldwater Republican, and Barry Goldwater was very openly pro-choice and pro-gay rights on the Senate floor in the 80s. I mean, this is just this
party. And he cautioned
is,
against, you know, the religious right taking hold in the Republican Party.
Yeah, he said every good Christian should kick Jerry Falwell right in the ass.
Reagan warned us against xenophobia and, and the demonization of immigrants. I mean, this is not the Republican Party of 2 years ago, let alone
gays 20. In the military. Barry Goldwater's famous. You don't need to be straight. You just need to shoot straight.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is why Governor Walz, I think, has framed this exactly. Mind your own damn business.
Yeah.
That used to be a Republican thing. Stay out of our bedrooms and our in our lives and our doctor's offices.
Civil liberties, the right to worship and speak the way you want to, be safe in your own neighborhoods. These are all part of freedom as we know it, and this is what Republicans are running away from.
What's next for you, and can I be your campaign manager?
So I'm termed out. I'm in the seventh year of an eight-year term.
Okay, let's make
limit.
A plan for what's next.
So running through the tape, we got a lot of big things happening in San Antonio. We're rebuilding our airport. We are rebuilding and restoring the middle class. But I'm doing everything I can right now to make sure that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are our next the next residents of the White House, because there is so much at stake in this election, the restoration of our democracy, the freedoms that need to be restored for millions of Americans all across this country, but also the hope that we need to bring back. And the joy that we're feeling is fleeting if we don't grasp it. And as Barack said last night, don't boo, vote.
Exactly.
And we've got to continue to do that all the way through the tape.
Yep.
Interesting sidebar. You smell fantastic.
Oh, Stephanie. Are you talking to Chris?
No.
I woke up early so I could take a shower, so thanks.
Somebody once said that Barack Obama smells like cookies and freedom. You smell like hope and change. Yeah. And a little lavender.
Well, come visit it in San Antonio, because we will show you a demonstration of that hope and future.
Yes.
I would love to. Mayor, thanks so much. We
Great
appreciate your
you
time. All right. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde are in the studio in L.A.
Are.
Mommy's dogs, hello. Just as long as I left the Nature's Blend, they're okay. I asked Jody, do they seem sad? Jody was like, yeah, sure. You lead the Cod Krispies and you leave,
you take the cannoli.
The doctor's, right, the Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Right. Oh, there's Bonnie's and Jody. Oh, see, look, Bonnie, she looks really unhappy.
As long as
she's in Jody's lap and I leave the Nature's Blend, she's like, Mommy who?
Exactly.
Oh, this isn't my mommy? Okay. Nature, I'm telling you, if you want your dog to love, look at that dog looking up on Jody.
Yep.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world, period. Raw, freeze-dried, made all of superfoods, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Right now, 54% off Nature's Blend, and get a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies!
The wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
It's really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. With Dutch Boys Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier.
Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show from the DNC, I need to ask you a question.
What?
Do you get stressed out because your monthly income does not seem to cover your bills? Don't you answer that specifically, because I might be involved in that.
I think you are.
I'm saying the universal you.
Okay, the royal you.
Whatever you do, don't ask your boss for a raise. What you should do... Okay, a lot of Americans are feeling this way, right? Things are expensive. We're reaching more and more for credit cards to cover basics like childcare, insurance, power, food. It is tough. If you're feeling this way, call American Financing. That's what you do. Don't call me. Call American Financing.
Okay, I'll do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this is good advice. This is, you know, this is priceless.
So they say.
Right. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you, Chris, tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped. A company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675 5-40-90. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress.
Mm-hmm.
55 minutes after the hour, Kate, wait, is it, who was it? Oh, Lynn in
Lynn.
Wisconsin was in the Milwaukee Kamala rally last night. Hey, Lynn.
Good morning. My voice
Hi,
is trying to recover.
It
was fantastic. 15,000 people from the floor to the rafters. And it was
almost like a little DNC convention
because they had a direct feed from Chicago up to Milwaukee. And
that was, wasn't it just like clockwork that they timed right when the roll call was done and she was the nominee that went right to you guys? It was so fantastic, wasn't it?
When the governor came out, Minnesota had given its their tally. And he came out, mm-hmm. and the place just started rocking. You're right. When she got the nomination, she came out, and that place just went absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. But the one thing I noticed when I was waiting outside to get into the Pfizer, which is the first time I've ever been in that place.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Milwaukee, lived down in Kenosha, and a little shady Vance was down here.
No.
But it's a different story, another story, depressing story. But the people outside waiting, you could tell that whatever we had in the past, 8 years, whatever,
Yep. Lynn, thanks so much for the report, our Cub reporter,
yes.
From the Kamala rally in Milwaukee last night. Yeah, Santiago Mayer, who I hope we meet, is one of our youngins, our stem cell activist.
He was at the Sexy Liberal show.
Oh, I know, and I didn't get to meet him. Oh, my God. Anyway, but he tweeted, Vice President Harris filled not one, two whole venues. Don't tell me the energy isn't real. I mean, they just, by the way, we'll talk about this. I turned to Fox in my middle-of-the-night insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
All they're focusing on is Bobby Kennedy, crazy Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Yep.
And how, first of all, how pathetic is he?
Yeah.
He begs the Trump administration, right, for a job. They say no. He goes to Kamala Harris begging.
Begs.
I'm sure they told him to pound sand, you lunatic. And so now he's back saying they might endorse Trump.
Right.
Oh, God. I mean, it's just, and that's all they're focusing on.
Yeah.
To stop Kamala Harris from getting elected. And I'm telling you, it's not going to work.
Nope. We're not falling for it.
Dead bear cub, dead brain worm lunatic. Okay, I just had to get that out.
Okay.
Now I'm back to joy.
Good.
58 minutes after the hour, we will roll along live from the DNC on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, is here, along with Bill McCosh, and we'll break it on down for you. Join us.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.